Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello once again. This is the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Steve Strang. Thank you for listening. And today we are talking to Dr. Max Fleury, a medical doctor from France who wrote a fascinating book called The Faith Link that we talked about in an earlier podcast. And today we're going to talk about some health aspects that are in the book. So you'll want to stay tuned and find out how you can reduce stress, how you can live healthier, how virtue plays a part, and how you can be more intimate with God. So after this word from our sponsor, we'll be back with Dr. Max Fleury.
Dr. Bill Hammond, the founder of Christian International Ministries, is considered to be the pioneering voice of the modern-day prophetic movement. In his 61 years of ministry, he has trained and equipped hundreds of thousands of saints and has personally prophesied to leaders of nations. He spent his life training people to hear the voice of God, and because of this, their world has changed. You can also change your world through Christian International Ministry, their products and their events. You'll be equipped to hear God for yourself and others, your role on earth as a believer, your purpose and destiny. You'll receive a wealth of revelation and insight about hearing and receiving the voice of the Lord. For more information on Christian International Ministries, visit their website at christianinternational.com. Again, the website, christianinternational.com. And thank you, Dr. Bill Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast.
Welcome back, and we're picking up a conversation that we had earlier in which we talked about scientific studies that have happened. They're not that well known, that faith and prayer actually change things in the brain and the body that has to do with health. But today I want to talk about some of the more practical things. I'm just looking through the table of contents, Dr. Fleury, and I'm fascinated by it because you have how faith reduces stress, and you have mind games and impacting our brains. You talk about the shield of faith that is endurance amid trouble on how our brains are actually wired for God. And you talk about the virtues of Christian character and much, much more. I just thought you covered so many different aspects of faith and healing, but also healthy living. So let's talk about what it is like to be a Christian and to be healthy, following God's word, and so forth.
Hello, Steve. It's nice to talk to you again. I think that we should start by one remark, which comes out from my book, is that not all faiths are equal in terms of benefit for health. I mean that there is a distinction between what one calls extrinsic spirituality and intrinsic spirituality. Intrinsic spirituality is a spirituality, is a faith that comes from the heart. And this is, for instance, to be born again and to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to have an intimate personal relationship with Jesus, with God. And this is beneficial for us. Contrariwise, is the extrinsic spirituality is one addition to a system which we could say like a little bit Pharisaism. Is that okay for you? It's a little bit difficult to spell for French. It's religion, extrinsic. It's one adopt a system for a benefit which is not God himself. It's for personal interest. And extrinsic spiritualities have shown to be deleterious for us. This is a first remark.
Okay, well, let's explore this a little bit more. What are some of the ways that people can enjoy good health utilizing some of the principles that you had in your book?
Well, first of all, Christians who have an intrinsic spirituality have more good habits. Healthy living. They don't smoke, they don't drink alcohol, they don't have bad habits, like sex without outside marriage, for instance, outside wedding, and multiple partners. And this is quite a protection for the health. And the studies have shown that people who are religious, who pray, who are involved in a church, are protected by their good, healthy habits. This is first. very important, because it's something that you can get coping from that. If you are sick, if you are through problems in your life, and well, it can happen to everyone, it's good to have a community who loves you and whom you love to support you. And this also has been shown to be very beneficial for elderly people, most elderly people. They can benefit from a social support from their church.
Right, so you're talking about being a part of a church, a prayer group,
yes.
Sharing
yes.
with other Christians, being the body of Christ, as the Bible tells us to.
Yes.
And so this reduces your stress, it makes you happier, you're able to deal with different problems better, and often it's the problems and the stress that create things in our body that trigger certain kinds of disease, isn't that right?
Yes, correct. Yes, that's true. And thirdly, all the precepts of which are taught in the New Testament by Jesus, like, for instance, forgiveness, humbleness, sharing your wealth with others, those attitudes have been shown to be very effective for good health. It has been demonstrated by people who are not Christian. And it seems that they discover again what has been written 2,000 years ago in the Gospels. I think to myself, I say, well, it was already said that 2,000 years ago, and we discover the truth, you know, by people who are not Christians. And that's funny. And it seems like when you put all together, it seems like you can read the Gospels, not like a book of moral precepts, but of precepts of good health. It's like a father who is talking to his child and saying, don't eat too much candies because you are going to have problems with your teeth, you know. So Jesus is saying, so forgive and do not be angry with people. Be generous with others and you will have a reward for your health. Meditate the word and you will have peace in your mind, you will have peace in your brain. And so your immune system will function better. You know, all is linked together.
Well, you know, you'd think that a lot of this is self-evident, especially for people who are believers for a long time. You'd think people would know this, but people often don't know it or they don't practice it. And so I thought it was very interesting the way that you laid it out in the book. You talked about some of the scientific studies, the benefits and so forth, and then very systematically you went through and talked about how our brain is wired, the importance of faith. You even talked about Christian virtues. One section was called, It's Good to Be Good. You talked about hope, being thankful. Then you talk about intimacy with God, which is something that the Bible talks about, but few Christians really are ever intimate with God. Their prayer life is maybe only at church or something like this. They don't really know that intimacy with God. And then you talked about being spiritually active, you know, not only in attending a church, but in missions and in teaching and all these things.
Yes.
And I was fascinated with the way that you ended the book. You know, I was reading through the book and I could tell that I was coming toward the end, about 30 pages from the end, and you suddenly talked about fasting and you talked about the scientific evidence of therapeutic fasting. You know, I think of fasting as something that very devout Christians do, or perhaps monks, or you know, people that devote their life to God who kind of have time to fast. Now, I have fasted myself. In fact, one time I went on a 40-day fast at a very pivotal time in my life, so I know a little bit about fasting. But you presented it so interestingly and sort of from a scientific point of view. So as we wrap up this segment, why don't you talk a little bit about fasting and what you found in the various studies and what you shared in the book?
Yes. It's like that we are made for fasting. We are not made to eat a lot of food, a huge amount of food of calories intake every day. We are made, we are designed by God to fast. Our body needs it. And when you do that in a regular basis, you don't need to fast for 40 days. Research shows that, for instance, five days fasting, for instance, 700 calories a day, it's very low, it's a very low intake of calories for 5 days, can regenerate your whole immune system. When you fast for 5 days, you renew strengthen you from the attacks of the viruses, of the bacteria, of all the sicknesses that come. It protects you against cancer, because every day we have a lot of cells that turns into cancer. And so our immune system must get rid of that. So it's a protection. When you fast, you protect yourself. You protect your body. You restore your immune system. And it's really amazing.
It's all very interesting to me, and I will just say one more thing about fasting. The 40-day fast that I did was one of the most difficult things I ever did in my life. It was also wonderful in many ways. I did it under the supervision of a doctor. There was a very specific reason I did it. I would not recommend someone do it without being very careful. But now I try to fast for a day at a time and occasionally more, just on a regular basis. And I have found that there are health benefits. There's kind of a detoxifying that happens when you fast. And I just thought it was a very interesting way to wrap up an interesting book that I believe will really help Christians and the body of Christ, both pastors and theologians, as well as the common person. So that's why I wanted to talk about the Faith Link. People can get it anywhere Christian books are sold, and of course online with Amazon or christianbooks.com, or even on Kindle. It's available on Kindle. So I would encourage you to get it and read it and share it. It's an exciting book. I'll be writing about it in my print newsletter soon, because I'm trying to get out the word, because I believe in the message so very much. And I just want to thank you for writing the book, and thank you for being with us today on the Strang Report. I'll just let you have the last word.
Thank you, Steve. I think that what is important is that now, through this book and others also, we believers know we have a rationale for what we believe. We don't believe out of nowhere. We don't believe trend stories, fairy tales. There is a rationale, there is a scientific evidence that what we believe is effective. We are designed for that, in fact. Yeah, I can't say more. We are designed to believe in God.
Amen. And with that, we'll stop. I'll thank you once again for being my guest on the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I hope my listeners learned a lot. I hope you'll pick up this book. God bless you. We'll be with you next time.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Dr. Bill Hammond, founder of Christian International Ministries. Thank you, Dr. Hammond, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.